Patrick, you then went on for a while to, you ran a taxi service, did you not?
Yes, I had a taxi plate and I had a driver's license too as well. Hackney badge, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to drive to the dances. And I drove to Letterkenny, Mudford, Chrysler. One time I was going to Chrysler, I had a Ford Anglia car, a two-door Ford Anglia. The registration number was AH4717. And I drove to dances for this car, but this night I was going to Chrysler to dance to McCafferty's Hall in Chrysler. And I went out to the Mulroy Crossroads to collect two people there. And when they got done, I had 11 people in the car. And I came in as far as Tirlahan, and a cousin of mine and his girlfriend, Patrick Boyce of Cranford, were standing at a gate there looking for a lift. So I stopped and I said to him, Patrick, I says, I can't lift you. I said, I have a full load on. There's no room in the car. Aye, he says, Patrick, he says, we'll get in. We'll get in all right, you know. So I said, well, if you can get in, I said, you can come, I said. So they all got out, in the back seat, and Patrick got in first and piled them all on top, and they were lying across, Patrick and up and down every way. And there was 13 in the car. And on the road to Chrysler, I had to drive 15 to 20 miles an hour because the back bumper was hitting, every bumper that went over, went down, hit the road.
It's strange that the car moved at all.
I had to drive very easy altogether. But I had extra leaves, and the side springing was in those Ford Anglia, so I had an extra leaf on each side in the back end, you know. But I got rid of a few of them on the way home. Pat Goller took on a three or four of them on me, for me, you know.
Right. But there weren't many taxis running that time, though.
No, at that time, petrol was very scarce too, you know, during the war. And only people that were given essential services, like doctors and teachers and school teachers, I think, doctors mostly, you know, and priests, they got coupons for petrol. And my mother got some, but she wanted all hers. She had to drive to Mulford to teach
she
up there.
She was teaching, yeah.
And, but I got coupons from a local man here that was driving turf from Gidore up to near the border.
Out to St. Johnson's?
To St. Johnson is right. Yeah. And sometimes he would go on the tear, you see, you know. he got a lot of coupons, you see, more than he needed really, because he was driving the turf all the time. But maybe for a week or two he'd go on the tear and he wouldn't be driving at all, you see. And he was from the town here. And he used to come down to the shop, and I'd be in the back behind the counter, and he wouldn't come into the shop, but he would stand out in the street and he would just do that there, you see, you know, with his finger for me to come out. And we'd go into a wee oil house that we had down to the shop there, and we'd close the door, and he'd get out this book of coupons, you see, you know. And he would say, what do you want? So I would take all the coupons he had, and he charged me a shilling for each coupon. And everybody, people didn't know where I was getting the petrol from at all, yeah. Because I was driving away dances and everything, and they'd be saying, where's Boyce getting the petrol at all, you know? So
that was the answer.
I never told them where I was getting the coupons from, you know.
But even your car then, would they be quite heavy on juice?
Not really, no. But you see, the speed of those cars was only about 30 miles an hour, you know. You think that was fast at that time?
Oh, I suppose, you know? Yeah.
40 was very fast, you know. And going over bumps, you had to slow down, going over bumps, you'd hit your head in the roof.
The roads were bad, though.
The roads were very bad and narrow at the time, you know.